Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Love our listeners. You are hitting us up. Put them up. See Dukes. Mike's out today. Abe Gordon's in. We're going to hear from him in just a minute. I think I just saw him give up a game winner. But we'll discuss in a minute. Mr. Ezekiel Jackson says, Dukes, I don't care who the new president of basketball operations is. I just want to win. I want the Hawks to win. If it's Danny Ferry, so be it. So many of you are commenting, as Zach Klein from WSB put out a report that, per sources, the Hawks are casting a very wide net. Now, I can co-sign that. That is very true. But one name that's familiar to Hawks fans is former general manager Danny Ferry. Ferry is going to interview for the job for the Hawks. And a lot of you are freaking out. And so we're talking about this as Abe sits down here. He just got done with the media game here at the Atlanta United training grounds. But they're going to interview, you know, Monty McNair, Calvin Booth, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Elton Brand. Guys, there's a bunch of names I could tell you right now that are interviewing or potentially will down the road at some point, or some have already, that are going to interview for this job. But I just want to be clear about, you know, what I said there in the first segment, and that is, for those who don't remember, Danny Ferry was basically let go. He resigned after he read aloud a racially sensitive comment from a scouting report during a team meeting in which one of the owners was recording, and it was about Luau Deng, who was a forward in Miami at the time. And so that was the incident that was the wow, gotcha moment. Ultimately, it got Ferry got. But as I said, he's been in and around basketball for the last 10 years, but not in a general manager's position. He's basically been scouting. And so as you look at the potential candidates, and we do not know all of them, I do know of a few high-profile guys that you would be familiar with that are certainly going to be interviewed for this job, but I'm not sure what Tony Ressler and the Hawks are looking for, and that's something hopefully Steve Koonin can tell us coming up a little bit later on today. With that said, hey, man, what is going on? Did I just see you give up a game winner?
It was a penalty shootout, and we did not come out on top. That's all right. I did what I could. I made a couple saves in the shootout. I scored in the shootout.
Congratulations.
And we faltered in sudden death.
So, first of all,
a couple people. Maybe shouldn't have been on that front five list of penalty takers.
Oh, so now we're playing the blame game.
Couple people maybe shouldn't have been number six.
Were you not in the net? Were you not in goal? Could you not control this situation? I just glanced down. By the way, two halves, 20 minutes each, running clock. All member medias, folks in and around the media. It's a fun event. Atlanta United does this every year. So they split the teams up. You guys were what? Team what?
We're Team Connector.
Okay.
Against Team Resurgence.
Okay. And Resurgence won today, guys, in, again, his as Abe said, in a shootout. But, yeah, I just looked down literally as we went to break, and I saw you in goal, and I was like, oh. And then they showed the replay in here, and they showed it in slow motion, by the way. And I saw you kind of just, you know, like try to move that direction, but, you know, it was just you were a hair late. Shouldn't you be running the field right now after giving up that goal?
I don't think so. I think I performed admirably. I don't think this loss is on me, Carl.
Who are you going to blame it on?
I got a couple names.
I got a couple of people.
You know, our last penalty taker just kind of plopped one right down the middle.
All right.
Said I thought he was going to dive.
But you had a lot of fun, though.
It's always fun, and we appreciate the staff here at Atlanta United for doing this.
Oh, wow, there's Joe Patrick. Did he cut his hair?
He's been – you haven't seen him in a while?
I haven't seen Joe.
Joe's sunscreen 100 SPF right
there. I had no idea. Joe Patrick has cut his hair. Yeah, he used to – well, I say used to, like months, a few months ago.
We also just see him wear a hat all the time.
That's true.
The other thing.
Oh, he looks good bald, man. He does. So, good to see all of our friends out here at Atlanta United. What's up, man?
He's shaved.
What are you talking about?
Don't call him bald.
He is bald.
He's shaved.
Well, yes, but it's a choice.
That's why it's shaved.
Well,
bald is not a choice.
I don't know. After you said it, now I'm thinking maybe it's been like this after all these years.
Look,
under that
he was
hat.
Headed that direction. I think we all agree on that.
Yes. So, anyways, he looks like a totally different dude. Mike Conti's out here. A variety of folks that work with the organization, obviously, and a bunch of media members that you guys would be familiar with as well. So, it's good to see everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're out here at Atlanta United Training Grounds. Guys, we got a lot to get to. B-Mac's going to join us here coming up in less than 10 minutes. A couple of news notes we need to talk about. One, breaking news today outside of the Hawks and the interview process that they're going through to try to find their president of basketball ops. And if you're just joining us, Danny Ferry is going to be interviewed. And if that's a shocker and a surprise to you, I don't think it should be. But I also don't think he's going to get the job. And that's just kind of where I'm at. I feel like the Hawks, if they were to do this, would be betraying the fan base. And for those who were offended, guys, it doesn't – if 10% of the fan base was offended, it's a problem. It doesn't have to be 90%. And so that is what the Hawks are weighing when you start talking about, all right, we're potentially going to try to bring him back if they were. And again, interviewing him says he's a candidate. He's legitimate. But I also think they'd really have to think about how they would go about this. I'm not telling you he's not getting the job. That's just my general feeling. But to be a candidate, it says a lot that the Hawks are going to speak and talk to everybody they possibly can. Real quick, Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Stepping down after 29 years. Now, we know he had medical issues, guys. Pop, and I'll tell you this, 97, when they drafted Tim Duncan, I was in San Antonio. I was working as a media member at the time, and he had taken over that organization. Nobody foresaw what he would do and how that organization would turn. And Greg Popovich is one of the best and greatest coaches in the history of the NBA. But that has happened today. So he's going to step down as coach. He's going to remain with the Spurs, obviously in the front office capacity. But now all of a sudden you go, all right, are the Spurs going to stay the course of what they did last year? They had an interim situation. Or are they going to bring in somebody else? But what's your thoughts here with Pop stepping away? Because we just got to give him his props, man. He's 76 years old, five-time champion, multiple-time coach of the year. Coached, you know, multiple great players, and Ginobili and Parker and, you know, Duncan, David Robinson. We could go on and on. And the thing about Pop is it was not a destination until he got there and changed the culture. And all of a sudden guys wanted to go to San Antonio and play with the guys that he had. It's kind of interesting because you talk about small markets. It was not one of these places where players traditionally wanted to go. But they had great teams while he was in his peak and in his prime.
Well, here's the interesting thing to me. That's got to be the number one job available.
I agree.
As a head coach. I mean, you got Wemby. You got a secondary rookie of the year, Stephon Castle. You got Fox. I mean, that team is loaded.
They're nice.
They're young.
Yep.
They've got money to play with, a good ownership group, and Pop is still going to be involved as team president. The one question I would have is he overshadowing? Do you have as a coach the ability – to get out from his shadow while he's still involved?
That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know if until he's completely away from it that would happen.
But the question is, what does it take, right? Let's go to college real quick.
Okay.
Did John Shire get out of Coach K's shadow this year?
He did.
How?
He did. Because, one, he got the best player in the country to come, which is something that people question because only Coach K was going to be able to do that. And then you make a run to the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Shire, we now know he's not Coach K, but he can coach. And I do think that
And unlike DeBoer at Alabama, you feel pretty good about Duke ain't going anywhere.
There you go.
And I think that's the thing for whoever the Spurs end up hiring. Just start winning with these young guys. You'll be there. But that's the number one job.
Yeah, I totally agree. But Pop, again, stepping away from coaching, they announced that today. And He missed most of the season after suffering a stroke. That happened in November.
Were you surprised that he stepped down? I mean, yes. I never thought he was going to come back to coaching.
No.
I was not surprised.
Well, look, I said this when Tim Duncan retired, because years ago Pop said to me, and this wasn't like a personal thing, he just, you know, we'd always ask him, when are you going to retire? And I'd see him at different games and, you know, and run into him over the years. But I'd be like, when are you going to give this up? You got chips. What are you doing? And he was like, what else am I going to do? And really, that's what these guys all say. What else am I going to do? Then Pop's wife died, okay, a few years back. And he really was like, what else am I going to do? So after going through that, everybody just assumed, all right, he'll do this until he's, you know, not wanting to do it at some point, and then he'll step away. Unfortunately, health comes into play, and now it's almost like he's forced to step away. But, yeah, I didn't think he'd coach again either, Abe, as we talk about Greg Popovich stepping down after 29 years as the coach of the San Antonio Spurs.
I saw a note, Spoelstra is now the longest tenured head coach.
Isn't that crazy?
However many years ago was it, we would have had this exact same conversation about Pat Riley and Spoelstra and how's his way out from under the shadow. Obviously, he's done that on his own terms. How many more years do you think Spoelstra got left? This year had to be immensely frustrating.
Well, it had to be brutal. I really believe Pat Riley, you know, Mike and I were talking about this. Mike's out today. Abe Gordon is in for Mike. Is it time for Pat Riley to call it quits? He's 80-something. I'm not even sure. I think he's 81, 80-something. But as brilliant as Pat Riley has been, as long as Riley's there, Spoelstra is going to be there. He started under Riley, and people forget he was a film guy, right?
Yeah.
So he has earned the most utmost respect around the league, and he's brilliant. I love what Eric Spoelstra has turned into as a head coach, and he's a champion. But I was
wondering at what point he steps off the sideline.
I don't know. It's a great question. Hey, man, we got a lot to get to. Last night,
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going to be in brilliant Jalen Brunson.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.